The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood, on the CBS Radio Network. Well, now that winter's finally tapering off, you know what time of year it is. It's pothole season. More after this from Charlie. The race is on to see which city can claim the biggest post-winter pothole. Will it be Fort Worth, Texas?
Basically torn my tires up. I've had to replace tires. I've had to redo my alignment.
Will it be Jacksonville, Arkansas?
I worry about, is my tire going to be slashed from running in the hole like that?
And can anybody compete with New Jersey?
I wouldn't even call it a pothole. I'd call it a crater.
Actually, the biggest pothole I've seen so far was in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. There's a picture of Keith Hylands Jr., age 47, in his Saturn, bottomed out in a 15-foot-wide pothole on South Dithridge Street. He says he couldn't see it coming. Pittsburgh is promising a 3-day dawn-to-dusk pothole blitz this week. There is some remarkable technology out there, like this pressurized truck-mounted pothole repair system.
The jet airstream ensures the liquid emulsion penetrates all cracks.
Uses a fat air hose to blast out the water in the dirt, then it sprays a sticky emulsion into the hole.
The fresh emulsion-coated aggregate is sprayed under pressure into the pothole.
Sounds easy and quick. Of course, most of us are probably just going to see the blacktop truck and the guy with the pavement tamper. So your best advice is to drive defensively, slow down, when in doubt, take the more familiar road, and remember that what looks like an innocent little puddle may be something a lot worse.
Ow! What was that? Both front tires went dead flat with the pothole.
This is Eric Sinclair of the Phillips Exeter Academy in New Hampshire, whose pothole song is apparently the most famous tune on campus. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.